Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I just want to kind of just get off what I have in front of me real quick, because I've been thinking about this all day. We have a brand new article up on Sons of Liberty, as a matter of fact, which got me what was thought-provoking, and it started to bring me back in time, because we see Michelle's rant and the orchestrated racial crisis in which they're trying to orchestrate, friends. And it just blows me away. And then I started to think about, you know, in the past I've shared with you that, you know, I was raised on welfare. I was raised in North Minneapolis, the hood, as they call it. You know, we had black folks, we had Hmong, we had Korean, we had Chinese, we had Mexican folks, we had white folks. It didn't matter. We were all in it together, and that's how everybody looked at it. And, you know, I started to think about how they're trying to provoke racial division. How they're trying to incite racial division coming from this administration. And by the way, it is planned. Again, this is communism from A to Z. It's all orchestrated. And just a side note for those that listen to the Sons of Liberty on a regular basis, do pay attention to what's going on with, guess what's in the news today, China and Russia. I've been telling you this for years, friends, China and Russia, what's happening in this country, I can prophetically tell you exactly what's going on outside of Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. You have an administration that has allied with your sworn enemies throughout the globe, and he's in a state of animosity with you who are American, constitutional, and Christian. There's no question about it. And interestingly enough, they're attempting within the United States of America to stir up domestic insurrection so they can attack from the outside. You mark my words on this, friends. They're trying to get you focused. They're playing sleight of hand. They're getting you off on things, topics that don't matter within so they can attack from without. And that's exactly what they're happening. I mean, friends, that's exactly what they're doing. But what they are doing on a daily basis, you do need to keep in mind, they are attacking within. There's no question about it. Daily. And they see that the American people will tolerate it, so they continuously go forward, encouraged to attack and assail you all the more. And I know that they look at guys like, you know, like me, saying, you know what, this guy will be good because he'll get them to be angry. No, I want you to be angry with lawlessness, not black folks. I want you to be angry with lawlessness, not Mexican folks. I want you to be angry with lawlessness, not good governments. I want you to support good governments. I want you to put your foot down on lawlessness, because once we figure out that's the answer to America's dilemma, it's all over for all of them. And by the way, that is God's program, but we need to take heed to his program. But going back to my thoughts, you know, I thought when I was raised in North Minneapolis, I remember my mom would, you know, wake us up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and me and my brother were probably 3 to 5 years old, and she would come upstairs bleeding, and she would ask my brother, what should I do? And she's bleeding, crying over the top of us. See, what happened, friends, is her drunk boyfriend would break in the house at 3 o'clock in the morning, and beat her up. And I noticed, too, what's interesting is I noticed when the cops came and they arrested him, that my mom's boyfriend didn't call the police racist for arresting him for his lawlessness. And that was pretty spectacular. I mean, when I think about that, that's pretty crazy stuff. You know, because I know that we're supposed to judge a man by the contents of his character, not by the color of his skin. And I also noticed that there was a lot of white folks in the hood, and black folks in the hood, and Mexicans in the hood, and Hmongs in the hood, that would break the law. And when they'd break the law, the cops would enforce the law against their crime. No matter if the cop was black or white, they'd be thrown in jail for their crime. And at length, they knew they were breaking the law. See, back in the 80s and the 90s, friends, they didn't turn around and call the cop a racist, regardless if he was black or white, because they took responsibility for violation of law. See, but what we see happening from this administration, friends, and the reason I'm bringing this up again is because there's a brand new article on sonsoflibertymedia.com called Michelle's Rant in the Orchestrated Racial Crisis. See, these people are preying on the ignorance that want to attempt to make it a racial issue. And they're so ignorant that they fail to realize that it's Barack Obama and Michelle Obama doing it to them. I shared with you last week, friends, that Barack Hussein Obama has voted in favor of the eradication of babies, the innocent in the womb, which is blatantly aimed at the black community and the Hispanic communities, over 242 times. And see, folks need to understand that black folks in this country realize that Barack and Michelle are responsible and that they are attacking the black folks. See, they just want them to pay attention to what they're saying rather than to what they're doing. Here, for example, I want you to hear this really quick. It's a quick piece. I just picked it up this morning just to show you these are black-on-black crimes. I don't have enough time, Sam, or do I? I'll play it right after the next segment is what I'll do. It's really good. Because we see a lot of ignorant black folks supporting Barack and Michelle, but those ignorant black folks that they're preying on, and by the way, they are responsible for dumbing you down, and it's not just the black folks neither. That's a different story. We can go to the federal government and talk about how they're illegally indoctrinating kids in this country, which they have no business doing because it's a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. But for the most part, I want to show you that it is Barack Hussein Obama that is responsible for attacking the black people and the Hispanic people in this country in just a minute. Now, I want to go back to this point that I was just talking about, because I was raised for a good portion of my life in the hood. I was raised in the hood. You know, folks, if I violated a law in the hood, which I didn't, by the way, I didn't care if the cop was black or white. I knew that I broke the law. And as long as I knew I broke the law, I knew that the cop had legal authority to come and enforce that law against my crime. And again, I didn't see or hear any black people in North Minneapolis or Hispanics or Hmong or white folks in the hood complain about racism if they violated the law. So wait a second. So if you're black and you violate the law, are you exempt from the consequence of violating that law? Well, that's what Barack and Michelle want you to believe. This isn't an issue of racism, friends. It is, going back to MLK, an issue of law, because as I have said, black power is as dangerous as white power. It's just a shift of power. We're ruled by law, not by color. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Six two three three zero seven four seven. Folks, I told you this, just like the homo fascists and the atheists, they come after me, I'm going to nail them 10 times. I'm going to expose them 10 times every time they do it. And now, folks, one of the things that really jacks me up, makes me angry, youth talk, is when I see the president and his criminal administration, along with his ignorant wife, trying to divide and conquer by going to Tuskegee to tell the black folks there about how when they go to, you know, certain balls or ceremonies or whatever the case is, oftentimes we're mistaken for the help. You know what? I was a dishwasher. You know, I was a waiter. What, because I'm white and people looked at me as a waiter or a dishwasher? Did that mean I was being frowned upon, or does it mean I was being looked upon as a servant and I was getting paid to do a job, which is honorable within itself? See, folks, they're not educating people. They're dummying people down. And they were hoping, the federal government, along with the Bush administration and the Clintons, were hoping that the up-and-coming generations were stupid enough to actually accept this rhetoric. I'm talking about the article, Michelle's Rant in the Orchestrated Racial Crisis, Divide and Conquer. That's all they're attempting to do. But what's sad about it is there's people of color that actually believe the stupidities of the stupid, namely Barack and Michelle. They're not even good at what they do, friends. They're not even good at what they do except to destroy, and I lay that more to the feet of the American people and the stupidity of the American people to actually tolerate the stupid, because it shows America how stupid they are to tolerate their crimes. And that's, by the way, which I'm trying to counter right now in this conversation. But folks, this isn't like a harmless hap as to what they're doing right now. They're trying to use black folks against the lawful. They're trying to give to the have-nots to give to they're trying to give to the have-nots by taking from the haves. And the way they're doing that is they're saying, hey, listen, you can just be stupid. Hey, they owe you, so go get what's yours. And that's a Saul Alinsky tactic. Now, going back to my point, that I was raised in North Minneapolis, and if I violated the law, or a black man violated the law, or a Hmong violated the law, or a Mexican violated the law, or a Chinese violated the law, they didn't turn and look at the cop in North Minneapolis in the hood and say, you know, this is racism because they weren't of the same color as the cop that arrested them for violating the law. But this is what the Barack Hussein Obama and his minions and his criminal minions want the black people to believe, that, listen, you can go ahead and do whatever you want, and if a cop comes over and enforces the laws against your crime, he's a racist. He's a racist. No, friends, it's an issue of right and wrong. It's an issue of evil and good. It's an issue of constitutional and unconstitutional. It's an issue of which is right and which is wrong. But they're not teaching these people that. They're teaching them that they're the victim. And they want them to rise up against them that are ruled by the law in this country. And by the way, this administration has never been ruled by law, because the American people have lowered the law. Therefore, they have dimmed the light by which this criminal administration has failed in every sense of the word, in so many different ways. Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. He's not guilty because the American people aren't upholding the law to show him his guilt. They're just talking about his guilt. And as long as there's no law and enforcement of law, friends, guess what? You are ineffective. And that's exactly what you're seeing across the board. Your ineffectiveness by tolerating the crimes of the people, because you're too busy doing everything else that doesn't matter. Let's call it for what it is. We're talking about the criminal administration. Well, I'm talking to the American people that tolerate the crimes of this administration because they fail to take responsibility in dealing with the crimes. And so what America is doing by standing down is they're actually allowing these ignorant people that are listening to this criminal administration, you're actually encouraging them to the Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle Obama, their little crowds and their little minions and the ignorant that are listening to them, to go ahead and do whatever they want to do because there's no consequence. You're allowing them to affront your police department, your military, those that are standing guard for your liberties. And I say shame on America if you stand down and tolerate this. Just over the last week, friends, you should see the black on white crimes. Since Barack Hussein Obama's been in this, I don't want to call him the headship, the representative of the American people, which he's not. He's acting out as a representative for special interests to destroy this country, no question about it. But you're allowing, friends, this administration to breed this kind of corruption among the people that don't know the difference. And by the way, Michelle and Barack would have it so. And now let me go back to this point, because I want to finish this again. So if a white guy gets busted for violating the law by a black cop, do you see any white folks in America calling black cops racist? No, because for the most part, they're educated enough to know the difference that they are the ones that violated the law. In America, we need to teach those people that Michelle and Barack mean to stupefy in every sense of the word. Because you need to understand something, friends. You need to understand that those that are on the low end of the totem pole in this country represent the best of who we are. We're all in this together. And we need to go around in hand and grab one another's hands, no matter what color the skin is. Because we're all one blood, my father says, and I believe it, and I know it to be a fact. And we need to educate one another, and we need to lift up each other. And that's what the American people have failed to do. We have lost the pith and marrow in the heart of America, and that is called love. And if we're so grateful for what God has bestowed upon us, then let's give, because it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Let's look at our lowly brothers and sisters, by the way, that want to be lifted out from where they're at. Not to those that want to stay where they're at. They can stay there. But for those that want to stand up and actually do something with their life, and they're asking for help, I know that this country is the one to do just that. And we need to do just that. But again, going back to this point, friends, real quick, I want to play this audio for you. I want those that have ever put into question the things that I've been sharing over the last couple days concerning Michelle Obama and Barack Hussein Obama, and I'm going to get back to some of this in just a couple minutes, the 1,063 crimes of this administration. I want the black folks and the Hispanic folks that have fallen for the Barack Hussein Obamas and the Michelle Obamas, I want you to understand that they are the ones that are worsening your state, and they're using your lack of understanding to further their agenda. Go ahead and play that, Sam, please.
African Americans are still showing strong support for their nation's first black president, despite even more African Americans being unemployed since President Obama won 95% of their votes in the 2008 presidential election. Since then, unemployment within the black community has soared to 14.3%, and household income is down 11% over the previous 3 years. Despite this, many remain supportive of the incumbent president.
We're pretty confident that African Americans will obviously vote for Obama. Now, what we're really going to have to look at is who will turn out to vote. In the 2008 election, African American voter turnout was unprecedented, as we all know, at this point. And so will those people turn out again?
Despite the ongoing slump in the economy, most black Americans are still fervent Obama supporters.
I'm voting for President Barack Obama.
Why is that?
Because President Barack Obama is making some changes.
I feel like with the Obamas being in office for this next election, I think things would change and better for America regardless.
Most polls this year have revealed that a majority of African Americans believe they are better off under President Obama, but the uncomfortable truth appears not to have been digested by black voters, who, according to nearly every reliable statistic, are far worse off now than they were when Obama came to power.
You know, the bottom line is, friends, and you just heard it, these are the people that they're talking to. These are the people that they're empowering. These are the dependents. Nobody's created more welfare dependents than this criminal in the White House by taking from those that work and giving to them that don't work. And by the way, friends, do keep in mind, it's just not the black folks and the Mexican folks. It's the white folks, too. And it's some of those that are in the middle class that are getting their free checks from you, too, friends. But you need to understand what it's all about is creating dependents so they can keep them dummy down. But as long as they keep stealing from you and giving to them, guess what? He's going to have them as dependents to do whatever he wants to do with them. And that's where the American people have been failing. Folks, again, my point is this. It's not an issue of color. It's an issue of law. And we are only as great as the least of us. We are only as great as the least of us. So let's look at our brothers and sisters across the nation and lift them up if they want to be lifted up. I'll be right back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You know, I said right before the break, friends, we're only as great as the least of us. It's really true. You want to know what shut down and what would shut down this criminal and his message along with his criminal wife concerning the message that they're trying to give black folks by creating racial division? Cross the aisle. Love on them. And folks, I've never had an issue with color. Like I said, I was raised in this mess in the sense of a cesspool of color. And nobody in North Minneapolis ever looked at each other like, you know what, it was a black-white thing or a Muslim, Mexican, or I'm sorry, not a Muslim thing, I'm sorry, a Mexican Hmong thing. You never seen that because everybody just seemed to be on the same level and it was like, okay, we're all in this together, so there's no sense in beating up on each other. No, we get it. And what was interesting to note is now that I'm saying that, it was the welfare state that actually brought us to that position. And it's not a good place to be. A bunch of dependents upon the state where you have limited income because they want to keep you down. They want to keep their head. They want to keep their foot upon your head. They want to keep you down. That's what this is all about. They want more control and power over the poor. So you have to keep them poor. Or you just have to appease them enough to get them through the month. And that's exactly what the welfare system does, but I'm getting off track a little bit. But I want you to understand that we're only in this country, America, anywhere in this world, we're only as great as the least of us. You know, I remember a long time ago when I first started reaching out to the homosexual communities. And interestingly enough, I remember seeing a church group in St. Cloud, Minnesota, which is probably about half hour, 45 minutes away from where I live. And I remember they were going over there, and what they did is the church people, they had an outdoor event where they had all the locals in St. Cloud come to condemn homosexual marriage, rightfully so. And interestingly enough, they had about 200-300 people just in that community. They had a good response. And they were sitting there just condemning the homosexuals and condemning them and condemning them, you know, with this argument and that argument. And I remember I went over to the speaker because I'm pretty well known here in the state of Minnesota. And I walked over to him and I said, you know, it's one thing to condemn what they're doing, but Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And we know that sin is the violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Read Exodus 20. And I said to him, I said, but why is it that you're just talking about them, but you won't cross the street to talk to them? So what me and my assistant did is we walked across the street and we started to have a conversation and saying, hey, listen, we understand what's going on here. We're not going to condone your sinful lifestyle, your abominable lifestyle. But we do want you to know who the Christ is and what he's done for us. Because it's not how bad of a sinner I was, but how great of a savior he is. And we began to have a conversation. And they were angry at those professed Christians that wouldn't cross the street to talk to them. And I didn't blame them. And as I said, I went right to the speaker and I said, why is it that you'll sit and condemn them, but you won't cross the street and talk to them? No, they want to play it safe, friends. Are you one of those that want to play it safe? Because as you think you're playing it safe, you're actually at length destroying society by tolerating. Let's say even what I'm talking about right now, how Barack and Michelle are going to the not so fortunate, the unknowledgeable, the foolish in many ways, as to believe what this criminal and his wife are actually saying, trying to divide and conquer. By the way, everybody in their heart should know that what they're doing is wrong. They have a conscience. That means with knowledge. But the fact of the matter is we need to reach out to everybody, regardless of color. I'm across the country all of the time, and I have yet to see what they're promoting. I've yet to see. I see a lot. Matter of fact, I got good friends. Alfonso Rachel's a good friend of mine. He's a black dude. He's a preacher. He's angry with Barack. Bishop Harry Jackson, he's another one. He's angry with Barack. He's a black preacher out of Maryland. Very well known in D.C. Got black preacher friends on the East Coast that are angry with Barack because of what they're doing. And they're trying to wake up the black communities as to the stupidities that Barack and Michelle are trying to feed them. Friends, we sincerely need to stand up. And what we need to do to pull the teeth out of this devil himself in the White House and his devilish wife, the way to pull the teeth out of them, you know, friends, I've said this so many times and I'm going to say it again. We need to impeach them, we need to indict them, and we need to charge them. There's no question about that. But friends, we also need to love on the people that they're trying to keep and remain in a state of stupid. That's really the best way to say it. Dull and insensible. Foolish. Ignorant. Because those are the only people that they're appealing to. And if they listen to them, friends, because someone's listening to them, the fact of the matter is that we need to reach out and we need to love on all these communities. I don't care what color they are. Because I am so sick and tired of this racist and this criminal administration that, folks, I could regurgitate what they say on a daily basis. And I'm indignant with the crimes that they are committing against these people. And it's their own people. And their own people should know. And by the way, their own communities do know. And on a side note, so those that think that everybody in the black community supports Barack Hussein Obama, that's not true at all. For all those that think that Barack Hussein Obama is completely supported by the Hispanics, that's not true at all. Let's pull the teeth right out of that. That's not true at all. They know who they are. They know who the Obamas are. They don't have the support because, friends, if they did have the support, then why do they need the illegals coming into this country? Right? They need people that don't know the difference. They need people to illegally come into this country because they need the lawless to basically forward their propaganda and their agenda because nobody else would do it. If you're a law-abiding citizen, you can see this criminal administration for what they are a mile and a half away. It's really not that hard. And I wanted to say this too, friends. You know, I was listening as I was going into town again. I turned the radio on. It usually lasts for about 2 minutes before I get sick and tired of them. But I have Sirius XM. And there's only one conservative radio station that I know of, and I turn it on, and I listen to it for about 2 minutes, and I'm just like, I'm sickened by what they say. And it's absolutely amazing to me when you think about what they're saying, man, it's like, boy, dude, they just kind of got line upon line. They go down line upon line, precept upon precept, man. They really got their stuff together. Well, folks, you do need to keep in mind they're reading a teleprompter. And I want you to understand that on this show, I'm listening to my heart. And I'm listening to the testimony in which I've walked through so I can relay it to you, because that's where the power's at. And that's where the transforming power is. The very gift of prophecy is what? The testimony of Jesus Christ. And we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. I want to make sure that every day that we're on this radio program, you leave with something. I don't care if it's just one thing that you ponder throughout the day. I want to leave you with that one thing. And I'll tell you what I really want to leave you with more than anything. I want to leave you with the fact that there's real love in the message of saying we need to bring forth judgment upon crime in this country. Because it's a love for God, and it's a love for man, and it's a love for country that we drop the hammer on crime. Without it, as the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, the evil, they understand not judgment. And those that forsake the law, they praise the wicked. I don't see a whole lot of people praising what's going on in this country, except the ignorant and the foolish, and the dull and the insensible. I always want you to leave this show knowing that you've been informed and equipped. And I always want to make sure that you understand who you have to go to get the results that not only you want, but He also wants, the God of heaven. And I'm talking about the God of the Mosaic Institution, in which Jesus Christ Himself fulfilled. And I want you to leave edified. And I want you to leave this radio program with a hopeful heart. But the hope is in what you do with the truth that's been given to you. Nobody can do that for you. Nobody can do that for you, friends. You have to do that all by yourself, you and God alone. And I want you to know, just like John Knox, the great Scottish reformer, when he said that, listen, a man with God, he's always in the majority. You better bet your bottom dollar. And going over to Hudson Taylor, because this comes to my aid, you need to understand that every work of God is first impossible. I love when people say, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, God is the God of impossibilities. There is everything in the world that He can do about it. But we need to go to the right one, the right person. And I'm talking about the person of the Godhood, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Right? First it's impossible, then it's difficult, friends, and then it's done. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. But you have to go through the process of the straight and narrow and difficult is the way. That's the hard part. But we're also called to throw up our arms and trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. Friends, really quick, I want to go over to this because there's a couple things I want to highlight. I wanted to get over to 1,063 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, and hypocrisy, waste, and his treason. So on and so forth, written by Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then what I'm going to do, friends, is I want to highlight one of these articles before I actually jump over to that, and then I have one more segment. But here it is. Congressman, now listen to the name. Latest USA Freedom Act will end freedom. USA Freedom Act will end freedom. You know how we've all heard right after September 11, 2001, about the Patriot Act, which when you read it, it's unconstitutional. And then they passed it at 3:30 in the morning when no representative, not one, had time to read it through. Folks, this sounds a lot like history, doesn't it? This is what tyrants do. But interestingly enough, Rep. Justin Amash, a representative from, I believe, Michigan, just came forward and told the people that the bill expressly authorizes for the first time the NSA, FBI, and other government agencies to unconstitutionally collect data in bulk on potentially millions of law-abiding Americans. And what is this bill under? a criminal administration, USA Freedom Act? Folks, look the opposite direction as to what he's doing.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, as usual, friends, we're going to have to cut it short. I wanted to talk about Barack Hussein Obama's, and I've been spending all week on it, by the way, exposing his crimes. There's 1,063 documented examples. Folks, these are not allegations. These are confirmed accounts of his transgressions, his criminal acts against we the people in this country. And right before the break, I was talking about how a congressman, Rep. Justin Amash from Michigan, took the establishment of both parties to task today over the support of the USA Freedom Act. Remember how I told you that whatever the government, this government, this administration says, you can look the other direction because that's exactly what they're doing? Well, Amash's page, his Facebook page, stated that you will read all sorts of stories and headlines about how the latest USA Freedom Act ends bulk collection. When in fact, it doesn't. The bill expressly authorizes for the very first time, America, the NSA, the FBI, and other government agencies to unconstitutionally collect data in bulk on potentially millions of law-abiding citizens. Friends, again, this is one of those things I just don't know how many times I need to tell you, America. This is all created. Since September 11th, who has been under attack? I don't need to go into great specificity, friends. I don't need to go to all the branches on the trees. You see this administration in so many different ways, supporting your sworn enemies. And folks, I haven't found a way where he hasn't supported your sworn enemies within and without. And he's attacking who? Well, the DHS already told you who the enemy is. Those that believe that abortion is wrong, and Christians, and those that believe in the Constitution, and gun owners. These are all the enemies. And friends, their problem and their obstacle, first and foremost, is that this is a nation where God has shed his grace upon a nation, where God, in his mercy, desires you to awake and respond to his commandments for your good and for your posterity's good. But you're the ones that have been under attack. A friend of mine, Kevin Shipp, CIA, former CIA agent. The whole objective of this administration is to upend the Constitution. Now, friends, you just go with me on this, and you can weigh this out in the light of truth the way that you will, and you decide for yourself. But, friends, when you go back to Adolf Hitler and what he did and how he did it after he attacked his own Reichstag, the first thing he did was upend the German Constitution, which took 6 years to do. Remember, you have something called Fatherland Security. You have something called Homeland Security. When you look at the Bushes, friends, and you look at Grandpa Prescott Bush, he was allied with Hitler's regime. He was indicted in the United States for illegally financing Hitler's war. Folks, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. We're seeing history repeat itself. And by the way, it's not just what's going on here. It's under any dictatorship. This is how they all operate. They want to bring forth and conglomerate power. They want to ally power. They want to give it to one centralized head, and at length they'll all be done away with. That's how it works. It always has worked that way, and it always will work that way. But there's people that are willing to work for these idiots. They're willing to lie for somebody that they don't realize that they're being lied to by. It's sick. But friends, look at this. Going back to this article, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Latest USA Freedom Act will end freedom. But notice the name. Notice the name. USA Freedom Act will end freedom. Folks, these people are the ones that are making and attempting to put light for darkness and darkness for light, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter, good for evil and evil for good. Folks, they're playing a dangerous game. They've sold their souls, and it's just a matter of time before they meet their judge, like it or not. No matter what they've been told about how they're going to, you know, these elitists, they're going to go up into some hierarchy, and they're going to rejoice, and, you know, us people, you know, us human beings, us pests, you know, the mob, we're just, you know, we're just not as endowed as they are. With knowledge and enlightenment. That's why America, you have been taught to teach, or that you've been taught to actually call them elitists. Elitists what? They're Satanists. And let me say it this way, okay? You talk, they're losers. They're stinking losers. And I'm not going to sit here and magnify their crimes. I'm going to say, hey, listen, if we would just simply get back to the Lord in his word and execute judgment, folks. I'm sick and tired about how big and powerful these people are. They are not. They are not. There's nothing big and powerful. Hey, folks, read Psalm 27. I don't care if the whole world's standing against one faithful man of God. It's not a good place to put themselves. It really isn't. Again, study history, because the seed of the righteous is forever. The seed of the righteous is forever. Folks, we're going to have to just jump ship on what I wanted to talk about again, because I want to go with the Holy Ghost every time we get on this program, and I do, the best of my ability, my yieldedness. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. An Article 5 convention cannot stop federal tyranny, but here's the real solution, written by Tim Brown. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, reading the Riot Act. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, here again, systematically trying to create the chaos and bring forth the answer that works for them to give power to bureaucracy and corrupt government. Education Secretary meets with gangs. Says they need jobs to pill illicit activities. I didn't need to go to the Education Secretary to ask him for a job. Since when does governments provide jobs for we the people? You know, their objective is to get out of the way, not get in the way. We're here to help? No. We're here to take control. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Texas to pass bill to protect clergy who refuse to perform sodomite unions. Good for them. But I want to remind the American people, the Supreme Court has no business redefining marriage or the law. They're there to discover and apply. And folks, if they don't do that, impeach their back ends. And that includes the Supreme Court. If they are outside of good behavior, impeach them and indict them. Michelle's rant and the orchestrated racial crisis. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, they would just sing louder. Do check that article out, friends. It is absolutely amazing how the professed church, during the rise and reign of Hitler's terror and his regime, was the professed church as the greatest accomplice to the crimes of Adolf Hitler. Even going so far as to sing louder when people were asking for help, when they were singing to Jesus, to drown out the noise of them that were asking for help. It's just like the professed church in America today, drowning out the voices of the baby in the womb. Oh, and to add to their atrocities, these accomplices back in Hitler's day, also keep in mind, friends, that it was the Protestant churches that were giving their youth groups over to Adolf Hitler to do his killing for him. Yep. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 40 volcanoes are erupting right now, and 34 of them are along the Ring of Fire. Congressman, Ladies to USA Freedom Act will end freedom. Do check that article out as well. Friends, got a lot of stuff going on in the United States of America today, and friends, we have a lot to do. But I want to tell you, the best way to deal with all the branches on the tree, friends, is simply lay the axe to the root of it. That's called judgment and justice. I love that. I really do. I really do love that because it really is that simple. And we know through history that those that refuse to bring forth impeachment, well, at length, they're destroyed. That's a fact. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, you can also go over to our Facebook pages, which are Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. Or what you'd like to do is also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Go to Bradley Dean Double E, and or go to Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Panel 3 of Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., it's right in script. It's inscripted right there in front of your faces, friends. God who gave us liberty, God who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed the conviction that these liberties are a gift and are the gift of God? He said, indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. Commerce between master and slave is despotism. Nothing is more certainly written in the book of fate than that these people are to be free. Establish a law for educating the common people. This is it. This is the business of the state and on a general plan. Is that what they're doing today, friends? Absolutely not. That was written by the third president of the United States of America, right in the faces for all those in America to go read, inscripted on the Jefferson Memorial. God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. And then he said, can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of who? God. Don't ever forget that, friends. You got Bradley, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talk to you for 2 hours and 23. See ya.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.